A beloved Tempe landmark could be in line for a makeover. Donnell Plaza at Southern and Mill has seen better days, but the Inside Out strip mall that once housed a skate park and has also played a key role in the city's live music and art scenes, which my next guests say has helped build the city's local identity. There have been efforts over the years to revitalize the plaza, including the Donnell Project, which brought murals and other outdoor artwork to an admittedly blighted property. But still, the plaza has drawn interest from big developers. Now, though, a new plan from one of the small business owners in Donnell Plaza has advocates excited. To talk about that, I'm joined by Rodney Hu, owner of Yucca Tap Room, and Rob Moore, who coordinates the Donnell Project. And Rodney, let me start with you. What's the plaza like now? Because from the outside, it seems like maybe it's not in the world's greatest shape.
It's pretty much a bunch of eclectic small businesses that have stuck with us through the time. And in the plaza, really, there's not that many operating businesses left. And it's just been, I don't know that anybody can burden any of the blame for that, but just the history of time and being a plaza that's literally in the middle of Tempe, it's tough because you're right in the sense that it has a lot of history and it is run down and it hasn't been kept up with a lot of the different owners over the years, and that's been part of the problem. So we're looking forward to kind of clean all that up and get kind of carry everything forward to the future of not just Tempe and the community around us, but I'm hoping it becomes something that the state of Arizona can be proud of.
And Rodney, am I right that you have taken a proposal to the city, right? You have an idea for what to do at this plaza?
Yes. I started working with Rob on this probably, what is it now, 20 years ago? It's been a long time. And so I had a specific vision to really bring forth some of the culture of the arts. And because we are a live music venue, to really carry some of that forward as well. And so the conversation started. I approached Mayor Corey Woods about it because the city owns the middle part of the building, which is in the middle of the plaza, and just kind of started talking to him about it. And we kind of had all these different conversations of the vision of what we could do, how we could do it, and how to kind of go about that. And so that's kind of how it all started. It's going to be a long road to kind of get there still, but we're hopeful that it can happen.
And what do you envision happening in this place?
Ideally, it would be something where we have a lot of embracing the culture of the neighborhood. So an artist of between local artists as well as musicians. And we want to also kind of embrace small business. So we want to have a lot of the small business owners, whether it's call it food culture or different groups that want to do other small businesses in retail kind of setting. And have them all come in one location where we can have all these different small business owners really kind of launch their businesses and help them kind of learn what it takes to kind of have a brick and mortar spot where they may not need as much space and it's not going to cost them some exorbitant, crazy, rents that they might encounter if you're going into different parts of other cities, and really kind of tie all that together and do that, as well as offer some of the housing for there's obviously like a housing crisis issue that's happening. So we want to be able to kind of offer that as well for workplace and affordable, groups that need it, and really have this kind of ecosystem that ties it all together.
So is the thinking then that there would be retail and restaurants on the ground floor maybe, and then apartments up above?
Yeah, we're kind of doing a mixed use. The idea is to do a mixed use project, as well as possibly having some kind of element of an outdoor park area as well. And then, yeah, the idea is to have bottom floor retail, as well as, if we go up, we haven't made that decision yet. We're still kind of working through that, but offering the apartments and things like that will probably be up.
So, Rob, would this sort of fulfill the vision that you have had over the years for what Donnell Plaza could be and what should be there?
Yeah, I think that, the goal was always to lean into Rodney's work at the Plaza, obviously nurturing the live music scene, but also encouraging small businesses to grow. And so I think this does build on that heritage and leverages the sort of unique identity that Donnell Plaza has had in the past.
And Rob, Rodney mentioned that there's kind of a long road to potentially getting this done. What are some of the potential challenges that could lie ahead for making this a reality?
Donnell Plaza historically has been a complicated place. So I think bringing everyone together will be a challenge. But again, I think because Rodney is in the mix and in a leadership position, that's going to help create a strong vision and a baseline that can help move things forward.
So let me ask you about the prospect of putting housing in the same center, the same plaza as a live music venue. We have seen in some other parts of town, those two don't necessarily go all that well together. How do you envision that working in terms of people moving into a place with Yucca Tap Room, with live music happening, potentially while they're trying to sleep?
That's probably some things that we're going to work through as well to kind of ensure that the residents that do decide to come here, that they understand what they're stepping into. You know, if you look at other big cities that have these kind of issues, I guess, you know, you look at New York City or even LA or even in San Francisco, there's venues and all those things that have residents all around them. It's basically accepting and having the residents, when they come into here, understand what they're stepping into. And if we all are on the same page and we all are respectful of each other, we feel that you can coexist.
And I know that you're kind of in the early planning stages, and I'll throw this out to either of you, but in terms of the actual, like, what would be there, is the thinking that you could use some of the existing retail space for sort of the ground level stuff and potentially build on top of it? Would you have new construction somewhere? Would there be any demolition that would have to happen?
It's probably going to be a combination of all of that. Keeping some of it here, obviously we want to embrace some of the history of that, because the history of Donnell, you know, they always look envisioned Donnell to be a gateway into Tempe, because as you exit the 60, you're driving up Mill. If you're going up to ASU or if you're even going to City Hall, this used to be City Hall. And Southern used to run two lanes, and it had parallel parking where people would come and pay their water bill or utility bills and parallel park and then drive away. As the city grew, that's when they expanded the street. That's why it comes up to the building now. And if you look at any of the shopping centers or even strip centers now, unless it's one of the older ones, you'll never see anything like it again, where the building is actually on the street. So that is the idea.
Rob, you kind of alluded to this, but I want to ask you more specifically about the fact that this idea is coming from somebody at Donnell Plaza, a small business owner at the plaza, as opposed to coming from the city or coming from even just other community members. Does that maybe lend some more credibility to this idea? Does it maybe give it a better chance of being successful where others have not been?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the fact that it's coming from the ground up, more or less at the grassroots level, is going to help this be successful. I think that a lot of top-down solutions distill a local scene or a local culture. And I think the fact that Rodney, as a small business owner and someone who has that kind of foundation in the community, will improve the odds of this being a successful project.
And Rob, in terms of those odds, like, how optimistic are you that this will happen? I know you've been at this for quite a while now. Like, do you have more optimism about this than you have in the past?
Yeah, I would say so. I think the foundation is looking a lot better. And again, the fact that the city is working with Rodney brings a lot of hope. But we'll definitely have to lean into this project as a community to make sure it's realized in a way that nurtures our small business and arts and live music scene effectively.
All right, Rob, Rodney, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Rob Moore coordinates the Donnell Project. Rodney Hu is owner of Yucca Tap Room.